perfectly right. And on the way, the angry mob.
Brightness.
Usually nice.
Nicer. I like that word. We're looking for good words. Got some good words for us today. It's Monday, December the 9th on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. And along with Dudley Steffen, you have Jennifer Horn and Kenneth Kessler to exchange information. Mental fluids will be exchanged on this program today.
Ew, that's gross.
Yes. Yeah.
You keep yours to yourself.
I think mental fluids are good to exchange. Oh, different ideas we embrace here as a motivating way for you to start your day. 888-302-3684. Always gets in touch with us. I have a 2020 News Quiz question coming up. We have Ken Kessler monitoring social media, facebook.com/good day, Twitter @good day. Lots of things about Nelson Mandela. You want to add to the file there, Kenny?
I don't have anything else on Nelson Mandela right now.
Oh, come on. Make something up.
Nelson Mandela was
He was
cool.
A good man.
All right, he was cool. We have gone through some of the comments. We're using Facebook and our connections for all kinds of good reasons. Actually, that's the beauty of it, because you can put things up there that people can share. We have our Exogen winter health tips that we'll get to a little bit later on in this hour. We're always interested in the essence of what you're saying. Sometimes people find it more useful now because people are on the run, especially at this time of the day. People are working. They're pushing to get to work. They're getting people out of the house, husbands, wives, children, that sort of thing. So to pick up the phone and call 888-302-DOUG is not as easy, and we're here to make your expression of your concerns or your feelings or your opinions easy. So that's why Facebook is good. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Kenny at DougSteffen.com also is certainly valuable, worthwhile. There's going to be a ceremony tomorrow for Nelson Mandela. Day of prayer yesterday. I thought it was interesting, Jennifer, that all forms of religions were involved. Jews, Muslims, Christians, all are in South Africa. They're all represented, and lots of references to him and what he did. And so that's what the spirit of the day tomorrow. Today, let's see, President Obama and his wife and President Bush and his wife flying over on Air Force One. I wondered whether the Daddy Bush isn't going because his health isn't that great.
Right.
The Clintons are going. Whether they're going on Air Force One or not remains to be seen. And I wonder about Jimmy Carter will go wherever Clinton doesn't.
Yeah, so they don't love each other.
So if Clinton doesn't go on Air Force One, probably Jimmy Carter hitches a ride on that. And if, in fact, Clinton goes, Jimmy Carter will find another way of getting there.
What's good about taking Jimmy Carter on Air Force One is that he brings along peanuts for you, which
right. Yeah.
You know, have been cut because of the budget sequester.
Official. You know, somebody was talking to me about the sequester yesterday. A gentleman who's a farmer came to the farm yesterday afternoon to try to get me to do some work with him, and I'm disposed to do that if I can. He was talking about applying for a loan and having been approved for a loan to buy a farm in Western Mass. And this was a farm probably would have cost about $450,000. He got half the financing from the federal government through the Farm Credit Association or whatever they call the farm thing now. And then he had private lending that was going to give him the other half. So they're signing the deal. They're ready to go. And the sequester takes place. So 2% cuts across the board.
Mm-hmm.
So the people at the farm credit, the federal farm credit, federal loan, whatever they call it, say to him, you got to wait. He says, what do you mean I got to wait? There's somebody else who wants to buy the land. I got to get this closed. Nope. Sequester. They use, the point is, they use that silly sequester excuse for not doing a lot of things, including funding this guy's farm. So now the farm goes to somebody else, and I mean, think about it this way.
So he lost it.
He lost the farm, but the fellow who was behind him couldn't get financing because he
couldn't get financing from the farm.
So it's gone around in a circle. So the guy says to me, well, I'm going to go back maybe and try to get it again. But it just, they use these things. There was, the money was allocated, the money was there, they just didn't want to do it, and they found the sequester as a handy way to make excuses for not getting it done.
We were punished a lot with that sequester.
And what we weren't punished for, the sequester, we were punished for in October when the government shutdown took place.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do it. No
Anytime
money.
Anytime they create a name for something in the government, right. Like the fiscal cliff or anything, yeah. You just know you're going to take it. That's what yeah. You're going to get.
Take it but in the chops.
There's a name for it, yeah.
In the chops. All right, so anyway, there's that. 888-302-3684. I think that's an important story. Also, with regard to agriculture, in a moment I'm going to tell you about the latest, the USDA, and you're going to love this one. Those of you who are locavores, or those of you who follow me in my quest to keep food in America clean, you won't like this, but you'll love it. You'll love the story. You won't like what the story is about. All right? That's fair to say, I think, in a matter of moments. L.A. Film Critic Awards announced. Jennifer is going to have that list for us, I think.
Although,
yeah. Wait a minute. I just remembered. Jennifer doesn't have anything that works.
I'm going old-fashioned.
She's a Time Warner gal. And shockingly, the great relationship that she and her father has with their own business in L.A., CRN Digital, they had longstanding connection to literally and figuratively to Time Warner, which seemed to disappear.
Along with my cable service.
Right, yeah. Gee.
It's okay. I'll make a call this morning on my cell phone.
Really? You know, I was just thinking how the fellow was last week, I don't know if I told the story in the year, when I was trying to get all of my technology set at the house in Santa Monica, the technology that makes all of this work so that I can talk to you as if I am in the room with you. That takes special sort of connections and lines and that sort of thing. And mine had been disconnected. So the fellow who came to work on it last, was it Monday or Sunday? I can't remember. When did I go on? It was Sunday. No, I think it was Sunday he came. Was I on the air Monday? When did I leave?
You couldn't get a hold of him on Sunday.
So it was Monday. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Monday night, I'm standing at this roadside box that has all the connections in it with the technician holding his light.
So he could, nice of you.
Yeah, so he could see where the connections were. And he said to me, we've lost so many customers that these lines are just there. I looked in this box. There are thousands of connections, thousands of phone, what they call pairs that were in there, P-A-I-R-S. And mine, for this particular line, had been disconnected, and the wires just hang there because there was no label on them as to what they did. And the guy says, oh, there's nothing on it. Nobody's using it. Whoosh. So that's why I didn't have any connections.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy is showing me all of the various pairs that have been disconnected because people are canceling their phone service because they're using cell phones. Very instructive. I mean, that's a dramatic way to look and understand how the reality of that technology has changed so dramatically.
Most of my friends don't have home phones.
Well, I used to use Fios. Actually, no, we don't have Fios there. I have Fios here on the farm. But most of the connections that I used to have there for the internet and for my various and sundry things that need technology were all hard-lined. Then I got cable installed there. Was it last year or the year before? Now we use a different method to get the information and to get all the stuff connected to the computers. And it doesn't require wires. It's really, but I do think it's Time Warner. Is it Time? I think it's Time Warner.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah. So maybe I can do something to screw that up, Jennifer.
No, it's all right.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have ordered Provia, good for you. If you haven't ordered Provia, this could be your best chance yet. Because it's Christmas. A couple of weeks left before Provia Christmas and holiday season sales end. So why not take advantage of them right now by listening and calling this number, 800-525-8319. If you're new to this game, let me explain what Provia is all about. It's an all-natural, clinically proven way to strengthen your hair follicles, give you stronger, fuller, more vibrant hair, like nothing you've ever had before if you are follicularly challenged. This cleans the pores, allows the follicles to come back, grow back the hair. It's cool. It's good for both men and women. It'll work for you or your money back. Give yourself the gift of stronger, fuller, more beautiful hair. Might just be the very best gift you can give yourself and maybe give to other people that you know who have the same problem. Why not? Get going. It's the holiday season. The ordering gets done by dialing 800-525-8319. Get a brand new Provia Super Concentrate tube. Faster, more noticeable results. Get free express shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. It is the best deal of the year for Provia. 800-525-8319. While you're thinking about it and you're thinking about your hair and you want your hair to be much better, call 800-525-8319.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good.
Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth. A
light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer.
It's definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager. I love this more than anything in the world.
Cheers. Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be Boston Massive responsibly.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
We made Tylenol cold to help keep you going this winter.
Once upon a time.
You make rehearsals fun.
Once upon a time, it'll last far away.
We helped you with your cough. You hem her costume for opening night. We took away your congestion.
The end.
You give your budding actress a standing ovation. Tylenol cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do...
Mom, how did I do?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol cold. Use as directed.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Here we are. We report, you decide. Our report has to do with what Mom knows best. Last week, you...
Everything.
We were doing this last week. We did it last year. The Exergen tips, weekly tips, daily tips. We are inviting you to post on Facebook and Twitter what your mother taught you, what your father taught you, what your mother knows. If you're the mother, what do you know about the cold and flu season that you can use to help our listeners? Kenny, what do we have posted since we talked about this on Friday?
Kathy says, hand washing, and it's very important to keep your hands off your face, away from your eyes.
As you did that, I was just rubbing my lips with my...
I could hear it, actually.
I didn't have a shave for a couple of days. Well, there it is. Okay.
A little sandpaper.
Yes. Yeah. What else?
Deborah says, drink lots of hot tea and lemon, and stay away from shopping malls.
Really?
What?
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
After the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Interesting, I don't know if this is controversial, the conversation going on between Ringo Starr and Charlie Watts. It's not Charlie, is it Charlie Watt or Watts? I never have gotten that right, Ken.
Watts. Like more than one watt.
Right, okay, so this is Megawatt. Charlie and Ringo have been talking about how the rivalry between the Beatles and the Rolling Stones was made up. There is a lot of camaraderie. You can imagine English groups like this who are famous. The news media, as usual, take things out of context, and it became kind of funny. Ringo is, in this circumstance, talking, I think there's a reporter involved in this conversation, and they discuss the rivalry, which wasn't a rivalry. So here's Ringo and Charlie Watts.
Back in the 1960s, the press made it out that they were bitter rivals. You were either Team Beatles or Team Stones. Most had their favorites, but we asked Ringo Starr, drummer for the Beatles, if the rivalry was as big as it was made out to be.
Oh, that was in your head, okay? Not even yours. What are you, 21? You know what I mean? That's just something they cooked up. There was no big battle between us and the Stones. No, and Charlie's a good friend, please. Yeah, I went to see him in Monaco. He had his boogie band there. Great. And I saw him when he first came out with his big band. There's a man who's happy.
Charlie Watts, drummer for the Rolling Stones, said that they were good friends, but admitted it did push them to be their best.
Made up. I mean, we used to know each other. Yeah, it was made up. I mean, it was... I mean, obviously, you knew when their new record came out, you'd avidly listen to everything. Oh, another good one. Yeah. But, yeah. No, it wasn't really a rivalry at all. In fact, the thing is, both bands were working so much, you never really had time to think about things like that. Because you were off somewhere else.
All right. So, this, just for fun, let's present what the Ringo sound. I suppose we could do the Beatles, too, in a sense, or do we need to? Ringo and Charlie, do we have, Evan, did we find any of the, what he called a boogie? Isn't that great? Boogie band.
Yeah, the boogie band.
That's all right. So play some of the live stuff. If you have it. Let's do, though, first Ringo, and then we can maybe get the Charlie Watt boogie band in here.
You come on like a
pedantic. It's simple in a sense, but this is so great. This song was so universally accepted. Nobody paid any attention to the lyrics. That basically Ringo was singing about going after an underage girl.
I know. Newsflash, creeper.
All right, crank it up, Evan.
You're 16. You're beautiful.
And you're mine. Okay, so, you know, and all of the Ringo stuff is just plain fun, and he's just plain fun. All right, so what do we have next? Rolling Stone music? You got some Charlie Watts music? What do we have, Evan? Ah, I know I'm going to like this. Crank this up. This is live stuff, right? Charlie Watts in Barcelona. So, Kenny, what can you lend in terms of credibility to the Charlie Watts stuff? Is it all this sort of thing? Is there vocal?
Yeah,
or is it all...
very much. He had and may still have a big band that he would do gigs with when he wasn't playing with the Stones.
Yeah.
It was a lot of jazz, swing kind of stuff like that.
Fun stuff. All right. So then we guess we paid tribute to Ringo. We ought to pay tribute to the Rolling Stones. So here is a bit of... is there anybody alive who doesn't know what the Stones sound like? I say this all the time. This is the best intro to any rock song ever. The beginning of Satisfaction. But it points out the conversation is fun. Points out, though, how the news media so distorts what reality is. 28 past the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program.
Insight Daily Radio.
Deepak and I were both speaking at the same TED Med meeting. This is the TED for medical research. In San Diego, and once we started speaking about the brain, and I told him about the newest advances in neuroscience, and he was telling me his views on consciousness and how the brain might work, it seemed to be a natural thing to write a book about it. It all seemed very exciting.
I met Rudy in the men's room after his talk on genetics and on Alzheimer's, and I asked him a simple question. I said, are genes nouns or verbs? I think he had never heard it framed that way. So afterwards we started a conversation on whether genes are things or activities.
The new book, Superbrain, is a collaboration from best-selling author and physician Deepak Chopra and Harvard Medical School professor Rudolf E. Tanzi. They have merged their wisdom and expertise for a bold new understanding of what they call the 3-pound universe and its untapped potential.
We used to think that the brain did not have much ability to regenerate. Now we know that as we get older, or after a stroke or a head injury, the brain has this incredible, what's called neuroplastic ability. It means that, for example, if you have a headbang and certain nerve cells die, the nerve cells next door actually come around and start sprouting new projections to regain those connections and synapses in the neural network that the dying nerve cells lost. So basically, nerve cells, you know, back up the ones that die. And this is something that's just amazing because it means that you can have an injury or things can go wrong as you age, a mini stroke, a headbang, but as nerve cells die, the ones next door take care of it and regenerate and regain those connections and keep the neural network intact.
Visit us on the web at insightdailyradio.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hour, Doug Stephens, good day. You know, it's funny, when you're on the phone with the cable system, Ken Kessler, and then you come back and you don't know what exactly is going on.
What's going on here? How dare you take over my program like this?
But wait, oh, here it is. I'm Jennifer Warren, that's Ken Kessler, and the man of the hour himself. Mr. On Time, always there, and ready for action, Dudley Stephens.
I'm ready for action. It's 24 before the hour. It's time for a 2020 news quiz question. You'll have about 6 minutes to figure this out. Susan Boyle is in the news today. Why is that? What's going on with Susan Boyle? You'll remember her from Britain's Got Talent.
I do.
She became a sensation not only there but here because of how she looked and how she sounded, as much as anything else. So what is there about her that is of interest and import? 888-302-3684. Susan Boyle is in the news. Why? What's going on with her? You'll call us. We'll put you on the air. Got the right answer? You get a swell prize. How's that for a deal? 888-302-3684. Coming up, our Christmas star of the day, Josh Solomon. From the Empty Pockets is here. Josh will be singing and dancing. Actually, well, but I bet you we have
dancing.
No, we've probably got some.
What kind of show is
his
this?
Music. All right, so Jen, were you able to find the winners of the LA Film Critics Award?
No, sir.
You couldn't find it.
There's apparently an outage in my area, and Time Warner's working on it, and there's nothing more I can do about it.
The this is an interesting list. The Film Critics Association in Los Angeles hands out their awards as the precursor to a lot of the other awards that happen in January and February.
The first one.
Right, exactly. The best actor went to Bruce Dern for Nebraska. Best actress went to Kate Blanchett. I guess it was Blanchett is how you pronounce it, right?
Blanchett, uh-huh.
Right, for Blue Jasmine. Let's see here. James Franco picked up Best Supporting Actor for Spring Breakers. And I'm trying to figure out, I don't recognize any of these.
You can always count on the film critics for picking movies you've never seen before.
Never seen. I haven't seen any of these. T-Bone Burnett got the award for the best score for Inside Llewellyn Davis. Hmm.
Well, what's the music inside the Llewellyn Davis?
I haven't got a clue. Other things are going on. The storm that hit the Midwest when I was driving through, hit the Mid-Atlantic yesterday when I was driving through. I managed to beat it.
You take the weather with you, I'm convinced.
A couple of hours. I beat the storm by a couple of hours.
Good. You're safe and sound. That was a tough drive.
This fellow, Kim Jong-un, who is the leader now of South Korea.
Also Dennis Rodman's best friend.
Yeah, absolutely. His uncle, Jeon Song-thaek, had formed a faction.
A faction.
Right. There were people who were opposed to his nephew, and this guy was leading it, so he's been boosted out of his office and hasn't been seen since. My guess is probably not a healthy thing in that country to do something like that.
Right.
I'm guessing he's probably going to disappear.
Usually you disappear.
Right, exactly. Anti-government protesters in the Ukraine toppled a statue of Vladimir Lenin yesterday. There are demonstrations all over the country. This has been going on now for a couple of weeks. Protesters dragging the statue down to Kiev and decapitating it. Others took turns beating on the torso. I'm not sure Lenin was hurt badly by this, but the point is that the protesters are very upset about the president of Ukraine deciding to turn away from Europe and align with Russia. There have been a lot of changes. As you remember, Ukraine was part of the old Soviet Union. Mm-hmm. I remember sleeping in the KGB hotel in Kiev when I'm over there, and I'm trying to remember.
Is that like the Hilton over there?
Oh, no, it wasn't. It was a board with a mattress on it.
I didn't know if they had like their own line.
I remember when
KGB hotels. We'll leave the light on. I didn't know if it was something like that.
No, we'll leave the light on. No, but the essence of that country after Chernobyl, I went over there, I think it was 3 or 4 years after Chernobyl, and what I remember most is something that I have repeated on the air any number of times, landing at the airport in Kiev with all of the crashed planes pushed off the runway onto either side, and I remember
That's
seeing
welcoming.
A guy. I'm telling you, there were crash planes everywhere. And there was a guy, as we were slowing down to go over to the terminal, there was a guy with a torch cutting up some stuff out of a plane. And so I asked, we had with us, there were 3 or 4 people that were in the radio business that were traveling with me, or I was traveling with them. And we had been invited. We were the first group of people to go into Kiev after Ukraine, after the Soviet Union had broken up. And so I asked the person who was the tour fellow from the government why they were out there, why they left the planes on the side of the runway when they crashed, or what this fellow did. He said, well, we use those planes for parts.
Perfect. Perfect. Just what you want to hear.
I'll never forget that. I'll bet you that was 13.
We don't think it was
12, 13 years ago.
Shigger-majigger in this one. Let's just throw it in another
one. Exactly. That was. It's something like you would never, ever experience in any other circumstance. Anyway, so there's upset. They're not happy over there. And I don't blame them, because they were trying to make some good strides on their own. And now they've got somebody who's a Putin puppet, as it were. 888-302-3684. Okay. So back to our question of the day, the circumstance that surrounds Susan Boyle and what that story is. Let's see here. How about we go to Steve, who is in Millsboro, Delaware. Is that right, Steve?
Yes.
Where are you in the snow department before I get your answer? What's going on in the snow department?
Well,
here?
Actually, the snow was north of us. I'm in the lower part of the state, and the snow was in the northern part.
So where are you? I went over the Delaware Memorial Bridge yesterday. Where are you in relationship to that?
About 110 miles south.
South of there. So you'd be southwest of the
I'm down at the Maryland-Delaware line, next to Ocean City, Maryland.
Got it. Okay. All right. So that's cool. So what's the answer? What's the concern about Susan Boyle?
I think she was just diagnosed with Asperger's disease, wasn't she?
Yes, as a matter of fact. She told an interviewer yesterday that she had Asperger's syndrome. It's a mild form of autism. Apparently she's had it for a while. She's been struggling with the communications, relationships, that sort of thing. She can sing, but she can't speak well. I guess that's something
It's an outlet for
them. I don't know. Yeah, exactly. I don't know that much about how the, if it's a disease, I guess it is, how the problem works. But she finds herself communicating much better as a singer.
It's interesting that she's, what, in her 50s, I'd imagine?
I don't know that.
It took until now to get diagnosed.
Yeah, right. Well, maybe just because the tools are available now, she's become a celebrity. All right, Steve, good job. Hold on just a second, and we'll give you a swell prize. Is that a good deal?
Sure is. Thank you very much.
Hey, listen, thank you for the call. Good to talk with you. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Thank you. In a moment, we're going to meet Josh Solomon from the Empty Pockets, who is our Christmas star of the day here on Good Day.
Hey, fans. How would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
So, you're tooling along in your Malibu, and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, "OnStar, is there an emergency?" As you realize there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated. A signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu connected by OnStar. Find new roads. OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling, humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I need to protect my company's email.
Do you want an email security solution that's hard to install?
No.
You good with paying a fee for every user?
No.
How about a little extra for outbound email protection?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall, the world's best-selling business email security gateway with email encryption and data leak prevention included at no extra cost. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And always humans to answer your calls. Try the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall free. Go to Barracuda.com/yes.
I really can't stay.
The baby is cold outside.
I've got to go away.
The baby is cold outside.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like stars by now. I will take your hat, your hair looks swell.
Say no, no,
mind
no,
move in
close. At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense in hurting my
I really
pride?
Can't
the baby's so cold out.
But it's cold outside.
Unique combination of two Christmas classics. Baby, it's cold outside. And Christmas, Baby, Please Come Home. I hit a couple of years ago by the Empty Pockets. They have re-recorded, adding a few more Christmas tunes for a new extended play. The album is called A Holiday Staycation with the Empty Pockets. I say album because that's my reference, the CD, if you will. Crank this up.
I think it's still an album.
This is quite good. Crank this up. Yeah.
Christmas at all. I remember when you were here. And all the fun we had last year.
Pretty lights on the tree. Yeah, I'm watching them shine.
You should be here with me.
Yeah.
number 7 this week, or actually today, on the Sounds of Christmas, the Sounds of Christmas website, which is where we get a lot of the input for the real songs, the variety of songs available at Christmas time. And as most of you know, we try to spend some time every day in the month of December with some new music and some of those who have created it. So our Christmas star of the day today is Josh Solomon from The Empty Pockets. Josh, hi. Good to have you here.
Hey.
Talk about The Empty Pockets for a moment, where you're from and how long you've been around, what your background is a little bit, just so people know that you have street cred.
Well, good morning, y'all. Yeah, we are from Chicago, Illinois. I'm actually sitting right now, we're on tour right now for the holidays, so I'm sitting here in Cleveland.
Ah,
nice.
I'd rather be sitting in Chicago.
It's cold.
You, but it's,
yeah.
Help
it was
yourself.
A tough Browns game yesterday for all of Cleveland.
It's always a tough Browns day.
It's like the Cubs of football. Yeah,
they are.
But,
cool uniforms.
Indeed. See, the Cubs of football. But we got together in about 2006 as a Buddy Holly tribute band, actually.
Really?
And, yeah, we did. And later, Erica joined the group about 4 or 5 years ago, and we recorded that song you were just playing. Thank you for playing that.
Yeah.
And, things have evolved since then. It's really turned into our full-time job, and actually, Eric and I have gotten married. We got married this past January, so a lot's going on over here. Thank you.
You got anything cooking in the oven?
We do. We have an entire album.
No.
He meant a bun.
No.
So you see where my mind is.
Let's plug away here. Okay,
his
go ahead.
His children are albums, Doug.
Well, I understand, yeah. So what do you have going musically?
Oh, man, I hope Erica's mom's not listening.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
Yeah, we do not have anything cooking in the oven, and if we do, we are in some trouble.
Really?
But we do have a new album cooking, but we're really promoting our Christmas album right now.
All right, so let's play another cut from it. Snow Shoes
is
the original track on the new extended play CD.
Let's not wait till sunlight. The timing now feels just right. I'm coming over to you. Darling, go put on your snowshoes.
So you and Erica make beautiful music together. I'm sure I'm the first person who's ever said that to you. Right, John?
You are the first.
I'm sure. Excuse me. Go ahead. All right,
did you guys fall in love over the music, or, you know, was there something going on when she joined the band? Because you guys sound great together.
Yeah, we met, you know, doing this play, the Buddy Holly story. I actually remember the moment. She was a dancer in the play, and I was, you know, with the Buddy Holly glasses and the Fender Strat guitar, and I remember looking over at her during our performances. That's how we really met. Mm-hmm. She started touring with the band shortly after that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like horsing around. Sounds like a little horseplay to me, but it's it's good stuff. So you are on the road in Cleveland this week. You're with George Lopez in Salt Lake City next weekend. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Believe it or not, we're in South Carolina the weekend after that.
Yeah.
So we are all over this country. Yeah, always looking forward to performing with George Lopez. That guy is hilarious, tons of energy, and it's sort of a weird gig for us, opening for a comedian, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I would think so. But you've opened for a lot of other groups, working with Jennifer Hudson, and you also worked with a couple of the people from the Allman Brothers, and so that's a good thing to give you some, I guess, again, back to the credibility factor. I think that you have done very well. I like Baby It's Cold Outside. Let's finish our conversation by listening to a bit called What Christmas Means to Me, another holiday classic from the EP, which you can get at theemptypockets.com, theemptypockets.com. Josh Solomon with us as the Christmas star of the day. Good day.
That's what Christmas means to me, my love. Christmas means to me, my love.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Transportation. Problems on the roads, on the rails, and in the air. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Last week into the weekend, it was the Midwest and parts of the South that were hit and hit hard by a harsh weather system that included snow, ice, freezing rain, and bone-chilling cold. As places such as Dallas continue to deal with the aftermath of all that, the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast had their turn yesterday and more problems today. Snow, ice, freezing rain from Washington, D.C. to Philadelphia to New York City. Lots of flight delays and cancellations and plenty of problems on the roads. There was a 50-car chain reaction crash that closed down a portion of the Pennsylvania Turnpike yesterday. Federal workers in D.C. being told to report to work 2 hours late today due to the weather. As for what's happening on the rails, two U.S. Senators, Charles Schumer of New York and Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, are pushing for better systems to monitor railroad safety. This follows the train derailment in the Bronx, New York City, 8 days ago that killed four people. Senator Schumer is calling for federal railroad authorities to require outward-facing cameras to monitor crossing accidents, plus cameras that face inward.
Sometimes the practical and simplest solutions go a long way. These solutions are not very expensive. They've been proven to work in places where they were.
The inward-facing cameras would be used to monitor crew performance, including being able to tell if an engineer is nodding off at the wheel. That is apparently what happened in the Bronx tragedy. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.64%. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
On Wall Street, the markets try to pick up where they left off on Friday. The Dow back above the 16,000 level with a 199-point gain last Friday to 16,020. NASDAQ was up 29 points. S&P with a 20-point gain. Business note, the world's largest air carrier becomes a reality today with the official merger of American Airlines and U.S. Airways to become American Airlines Group, Inc. Prices at the pump. Let's check it out.
Fill it up, please.
According to the Lundberg survey, prices are inching up over the last 2 weeks. We're up 3 cents a gallon, with the average price for a gallon of regular across the country at $3.28. Among cities, Los Angeles has the highest average price at $3.61, the cheapest in Tulsa, Oklahoma at $2.84. Business at the box office over the weekend.
We need Elsa to bring back summer.
Oh, I don't know why, but I've always loved the idea of summer.
Disney's Frozen, the 3D animated princess fairy tale, brought the heat and brought in $31.6 million over the weekend. Number one in theaters, The Hunger Games: Catching Fire dropped to second place with $27 million. Closing notes. In the In Case You Missed It department last Friday night, the lighting of the National Christmas Tree on the Ellipse near the White House. President Obama was there, joined by the First Family.
All right, so everybody ready?
No, could you give me a moment?
Five.
All right, go ahead.
Four, three, two, one.
And there you go. So the National Tree joins the Capitol Christmas Tree and the Rockefeller Center Tree. All three had their lighting ceremonies and festivities last week. And back to the harsh winter weather so much of the country has endured. Snow, ice, sub-freezing temperatures. One way to stay warm is to have one of those remote car ignition starters you can click from inside your house. The car all toasty and warm by the time you climb in. But let's say a half a foot of snow fell overnight. Well, no problem. Just press a button and that will start your remote plow. That's right. A group of engineering students at North Dakota State University has actually designed this remote 600-pound snowblower called Thunder, which can zip through up to 6 inches of snow. And we don't have to go outside to push this thing ourselves. Mine obviously has a mind of its own. It just turned itself off and is taking a break. And no, I am not making you a cup of hot chocolate. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
In 1942, Eleanor flipped her wig about Geico saving her moolah on her motor insurance.
Hey, man. In 1969, Ace saved enough dough with Geico to go to Woodstock. His only memory is savings.
In 1984, Stephanie, like, saved, like, majorly on her car insurance with Geico. It was, like, so totally righteous.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with Geico.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues, with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?